Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the JV Queen and Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. Calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I've got my friend and co-host, the story lady herself, Rhonda Del Baccio from ProfitableStorytelling.com with us. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hey! Hello to everybody. Hello to Gina. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks as well.
Well, what is new with you, Rhonda?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to see one of my favorite music groups today. It was called Tech Pajamas. They were just on the sing-off last week. Unfortunately, they were one of the first groups eliminated, but they are so amazingly good. They got robbed.
Aww.
I'm going to see them in concert today, and I'm really excited. They are phenomenal. They're an a cappella group. There are five guys.
Wow. Oh, I bet I'd enjoy that, too.
You'd love them, Gina. When you come out here, we'll have to go see Cats. It's one of my favorite shows in Branson.
Oh, I would love that.
Vocal
Well, we have a great guest lined up for us today. So why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Yes, we do have a great guest today. We have Lance Tomashiro. And Lance, I'll tell you, let me just tell you how I found him and why I really almost instantly knew he was the right person for our show. He is such, first of all, an amazing teacher of blogging, really is able to help people understand things step by step. Very much into building relationships. He is just back from a conference recently and is always out there serving people, building relationships, and creating systems that are easy for people to follow. I first became aware of him because of Membership Cube, which he and Robert Plank have co-created, and that is a great way to learn how to run membership sites and not only just, here's your plugins, but actually guide you through that process and creating different challenges and things to get people into taking action and engaging and not just, you know, buying a program and having it sit around and collect virtual dust. So I'm really excited to have Lance be our guest today.
Well, welcome, Lance.
Oh, hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
We can.
Oh, so it just works. Awesome. It's always good when that just happens, right?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Totally. Well, thanks nice for having me on here today. This is awesome.
Nice to meet you.
You too. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, the whole show is about relationship marketing, and I imagine that being a co-creator of a product like Membership Cube, that you know a thing or two about relationship marketing.
And blogging. And
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's really funny. You know, Rhonda was sort of mentioning I was out at a conference and stuff, and, you know, there's a whole lot of different systems that we get in place. And, you know, one thing, first of all, for everybody that's, you know, building a brand online, building a business online, I think for me, especially when I was getting started, the biggest mistake that I made was thinking that just because I was moving online, I got to just be this person that could just be unknown and just be, you know, sitting behind a desk or a web page. And the truth is, especially online, if somebody doesn't know you, it's really, really hard to get them to opt in, let alone, you know, give you some money for a product. I think so many people miss that right off the bat.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? It's all about relationships. People buy because of relationships. They opt in because of relationships. They join membership sites because of relationships. And without the relationship, you don't usually get very good results at all.
No, and it's really sad because I see so many people with just excellent, excellent products that really sort of never get off the ground, and they don't understand why. And, you know, with a few just really simple, just different things that you can do with your marketing, you can turn, you know, somebody that has never heard of you into somebody that becomes a raving fan, and you can get huge results for them and for yourself as well, which is a really neat thing.
It sure is. So what advice do you give to people just starting out?
Well, one of the things, first of all, is you need to be building some kind of community. Or some kind of rallying point around you as a brand, like the show that you guys have, getting out there and so people can hear you. And I mean, what so many people miss is they think build a list, which, yes, that's the very first thing you should be doing. But my whole thing with it is build a list, but then immediately turn them into people, stand out from everybody else. I mean, we're all on a ton of different lists. And there's a few things that are really, really simple that you can do to just stand out from the crowd. And so, you know, one of them is like what you guys do. You guys have a blog talk radio show, which is completely different than just having, you know, your own personal blog where people can read about you and see you. It's different than having an email, just an email list where you can contact people. They hear your voice. They connect with you. They know, you know, where you live, what you sound like. You guys are going to get together and go to a concert together in the Ozarks. You know, all of these things where people get to not only build trust, but get to know you in a different way than 99.9% of all of our competition in whatever niche is doing.
Great suggestion. Yeah, membership sites are really becoming an important part of any business these days. You know, it's so much easier to get someone to join something. People want to belong to something. They like being a part of a community. It is much harder to get them to opt in to get a free report than it is to get them to join a membership site where they get your free report. It's just a change of words, but boy, what a difference it makes.
And it's really about the way I think that you approach the way that you look at it. And so when I got started, for example, I was primarily, all I did was build a list. I didn't have a product. I just would cut and paste whatever emails I saw launches going on, send them out, and called it a business. The problem is that's not sustainable.
No, it's not.
The reason is because you're not building a community. So if everybody can get whatever, if you have an email list and all you do is send out promotions for other people, well, what are you doing? Well, you're not providing any unique value because they're probably getting that exact same email message from every other marketer that they're on. So eventually you get ignored. And instead of that, if you think of your list as an actual community, it really changes things a lot. So, like, for example, with my list, I think in the last two and a half years, I might have mailed for an outside product that's not my own, maybe one or two times. And so what that means is that if you're on my list, I still will email you a lot. I still will send out marketing messages, but people know that they can only get my information from me, if that makes sense. And it takes a little bit longer to sort of build that. But once people start noticing that and seeing that, you start standing out really, really fast from all of the other noise in the email boxes.
And they really do notice it quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, and one of the really quick tips, because, I mean, the obvious question is, well, I don't have a product. So what do you do? And that's where I really think a lot of people are missing out, because they think, well, I've got all this competition. I don't have a product. How am I going to stand out? And what I did was I literally, because I didn't have a product, but I knew how to build a list in a certain way, I got into webinars like crazy. And here's what I did. I had a list. I didn't have a product, but I wanted to sell things. So what I did was I would send out to my list and say, hey, guys, I'm having a free webinar. I want you to come get on this webinar with me. I'm going to show you exactly how I build, one of the ways that I'm going to build a list, and I'm going to do it live right in front of you. And so what I was, so the first thing is I just wanted them to hear me. I wanted them to know I was a real person. I wanted them to know I was different. But also I got them on a webinar where they could see my screen. Now, I didn't have a sales page. I didn't know how to write copy. I didn't know how to do anything, but I knew how to build a list in this one particular way. So I got on a webinar with my the list. I think like 20 people showed up, something like that. And I just did what I do live in front of them. And it was horrible, and I messed up a ton. But what was weird is that the audience connected with it so much because they were following along on their computers doing the exact same steps that I was, and they were having the same problems I did. So they were like, you know, they'd type in and go, I just did the same thing, and it allowed me to fix it. So I found out, first of all, that leaving your errors in your products, doing things live is great because other people run into those same issues. But
it's
what
a
I would do
big,
is while I was
issue, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing how much those little errors really make them connect with you.
Yeah.
Well, most people, what they do is they spend hours editing.
Yeah, I don't ever edit mine out. Not ever.
Yeah, and so it's awesome to leave those in because people are going to have the same problems. And what I would do is just whatever tools I was using or whatever systems that I use, I would sign up and say, here's my affiliate link so you can follow along. So I didn't actually have to sell anything. I just said, here's what I'm going to show you. This is the system I use. Here's how I'm going to set it up, and I'm going to go through the whole process. So if you want to follow along with me, either you already have the accounts or the products, or you can buy them with me. And so I built a very big, fast business just doing that, and then found out that on top of it, if I recorded my webinars, they became instant products. So I got paid to do them and then paid to have something that I could sell over and over again online as well.
And because the products themselves then sold the things that you were telling them about in the webinar, now you have a back end of the products too.
Exactly. And so it's sort of, I mean, a lot of people get caught up in how do I build a product? How do I do it? And I mean, that's how I built mine, from not having products to building a product, basically as being an affiliate, to then having my, you know, figuring out my own systems. I think so many people try to start too big instead of small, and then they end up, you know, down the road worrying about what their business is going to look like in 10 years, and it stops them from making progress today.
And guess what? You can even transcribe them, have someone edit them, and turn them into a PDF, and now you've got two products. An ebook and a webinar course or a video course or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, perfect way to do it. Doesn't have to be hard. Doesn't have to really cause you a lot of struggle to create. Great way to do it.
Yeah, so I mean, I think, first of all, with any kind of business, you need to be doing more and more webinars. It's just everything's going to it. You can connect, even the kind of stuff that you do, but you want... Here's a funny thing, you know, you guys talk so much about relationship marketing is, you know, I play around with my list a lot more than probably a lot of marketers do, and I do it for a number of reasons, but a lot of the reason I can do some of the things I can do with my list is because they know my personality and they've heard my voice. So if I say something a little more sarcastic, it comes off a little bit different because they've heard me, if that makes sense. And a lot, you know, we all have that problem on the internet where it sounds like somebody's yelling or somebody's being rude, and really they think they're being really playful and loving.
And one of the biggest compliments I get when I'm out at conferences from people that are subscribed to my list is when they say, you know, every time I read one of your emails, my spouse, my significant other, my whatever, wonders who I'm talking to because I'm actually talking to myself while I'm reading it. I ask a lot of questions, and it's very intentional. And because they've heard me on teleconferences and webinars, they actually answer the questions in my emails out loud. And that is such a big compliment. It says that I'm really connecting with them at a much deeper level if they're willing to answer those questions out loud. And it really comes from teleconferences and webinars and letting them get to know you personally.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, and you know, it's one of those things like just doing little things differently. and growing, sort of letting people get to know you, you're right. I mean, it'll change your business overnight as soon as you start doing that kind of stuff.
The other mistake I hear often is people who think that they can hide behind a pseudonym or a fictitious character and not be themselves.
Yes, there's that.
It doesn't work.
Well, it's hard enough to build a brand for one person. Why try to build one for two, right?
Precisely.
I see that all the time, too. And, you know, I think what people don't realize is that it's really easy to find out who owns any business. I mean, that's public information. So if you're collecting money online and you think you're hiding, you're not. You know, people can find out pretty much anything they want about anybody these days online. And so, I mean, it is what it is. I think the whole pseudonym, pen name thing, it's hard enough to create a business. Why create a lie that you have to keep up with on top of it, you know?
Well, and then how do you do things like teleconferences and webinars? You can't really go on and be authentically you if you're hiding behind a pseudonym.
Yeah, and you know that it's a weird thing too. I mean, you've mentioned going to events and stuff. I mean, can you imagine if you went to events and you were somebody totally different than you are? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be out meeting somebody and they're going to say, you know, wait, that's not you. And if it is, it's exhausting to play a character your entire life.
It really is.
So yeah, I mean, that's another big thing I see with it, is it just, you lose all credibility once somebody meets you live if you're not that person.
That's for sure. And I've had people want me to help them write a story of some fake person that's not them. And I say, yeah, $10,000. Because I don't really want to do that for people anyway. And they'll just go, oh, my God. And I'm like, you know, you need to be who you are. And to tell a story and be somebody else, you're not going to be able to sustain it anyway. And if you're trying to hide, people are going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
here's the thing. The reason that people are wanting to hide behind a pen name or a pseudonym is because they think that who they are isn't really going to attract the buyers that they're seeking. And they think that somehow if they can create this fictitious character that's the ideal everything, that it's going to bring them more buyers in the end. It's the only reason that they're interested in doing that. But the funny part about that is the fact that the more authentic you are, the more real you are, the more that you really do put out who you really are, the more people will connect with you and want to buy from you with your flaws and everything else anyway. They really like the idea of connecting with people, not connecting with a name.
Yeah.
And I really think, too, and this is whatever niche you're in. It doesn't matter if it's knitting, weight loss, webinars, membership sites, whatever it is, people forget that there's more people that need to know the beginner stuff. And if you just show your results, that's good enough. And I mean,
right.
The example that I mean from that is people always, you know, one of my very first products, and I sort of alluded to it, was those free webinars that turned into a product where basically the headline was how you can build a list of 113 people in like 14 minutes or less or something like that. And, you know, when I first got it, my mentor at the time was like, no, do this. It'll be really awesome. I promise it'll sell. And I'm like, but my competition is all saying build a list of 1,000,000, build a list of, you know, 10,000. I'm saying build a list of 100. And he said, but you don't know how to build a list of those. So why are you hiding behind that? This is what you know how to do. And a funny thing happened. It turned out that there was a lot of people that didn't know how to make a list of 100. And when you get results for those people, it's, you can prove it. You don't have to have anything fake. It is what it is. And, I mean, the truth is that if you get somebody results, they're a customer for life. That's the end of the story.
And not
and
only
so
are
I
they
think,
a customer for life, they go tell all their friends who also become customers for life, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing worse than, you know, taking a course from somebody only to find out they don't do it.
Yeah,
I mean, that just disappoints me to no end. When I buy a product or a course, and somebody's like, here's this great way to do this, and I get in there and I'm like, but I want to see your site. I want to see how you do this. I want to see that you do it. And they have no examples because they're just reteaching something they heard or something that they got PLR to. And that, I don't know. For me, I'd rather buy something from somebody that under-promised and over-delivered and actually did it than somebody that promised me the sky and didn't do it themselves.
Yep. And you are exactly like everybody else out there. They would much rather have someone who can get them small results but can really do it and really has something that works rather than having someone who can potentially get them bigger results but maybe really doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, knowing something in theory and having done something are two, you know, completely different things, especially when you're talking about building a business or marketing.
Oh, yeah, big time, big time. So let's talk a little bit about Membership Cube and what it does for folks just getting started in building a business and building a membership site.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, Membership Cube is basically this is one of my favorite courses that we have. And the reason why I love it so much is, you know, have you ever bought a course where you're like, okay, I've got this, and the first question is, you know, what else do I have to buy? What
yes.
are the services?
Yes.
What are all of this? And the reason that I love Membership Cube so much is that we're able to literally give everything that you need in one place. Well, minus your domain and hosting. But everything else, all the tools, all the plugins, everything is inside of there. And the way that we really focus on inside of Membership Cube is that there's really these six types of membership sites that we use over and over and over again. And so you hear all of these, everything's just basically a mutation of a very simple idea inside of a membership site, which is, you know, a membership site just means that somebody can log in to get access to some kind of information, right? That could be free, that could be paid, that could be continuity, which means it goes on forever. It could be a single payment. It can be fixed term. But we put everything that we do inside of a membership site, even our lead generation. And the reason that we do that is it's a whole different feeling for somebody when they're getting used to logging into a site every day than just reading your emails every day. And so you can really create a whole different, even with, you know, your free giveaways, your free opt-ins, you can actually create a community that will talk inside of a membership site, that will get to know each other. And I mean, they come in and answer each other's questions and talk back and forth. And that's a much more powerful way when they feel sort of thing when there's a community around it. The other reason why I love doing like all single payments and freebie stuff in membership sites is if I want to add an unexpected bonus to my buyers, all I have to do is go make a new blog post and then upload a video or put a download link. So it keeps people coming back in, but it also makes it really easy to scale from a business owner's perspective. And so what we do is in our models is we start with something very small. So I might release a low ticket item at $47, $97, something like that, and just to test the market to see what happens. And if it sells well, well, then what I'm able to do is scale it up very, very fast because it's built on WordPress, because it's built on a product called Wishlist Member that are really super easy to use, really robust systems. So then what you can do is after you have that initial wave of buyers, you can move it to a higher price point or a payment plan or however you want to do, but you get to reward those early adopters, the people that bought in sooner, by giving them the expanded product really, really easy. And that's a great way for using not only to build testimonials so you can, you know, raise the prices of your products, but it's a great way to also reward your buyers for getting in early and for taking action on your offers.
Great way to do it. And so what is Membership Cube? If it's using Wishlist Member as the membership software, what does Membership Cube do?
Okay, so Membership Cube is basically, it's an 8.5-month training course, which, you know, the first thing people say is, oh my gosh, it's 8.5 months, I don't have that long to wait. Well, the truth is, when we did it live, it actually ended up lasting over a year. So we've compressed it down. That was the live that took it on for a year. But the neat thing is because of the way that we set it up and because of the way that our membership site works, it's really cool. You get in, and on the very first day, you get a copy of Wishlist Member. You get a copy of our plugin called WP Drip. You get all a bunch of other proprietary plugins that we've created around membership sites that we don't have time to talk to. And then what happens is we've got a training session right there, which gets your very first site up and online, running, and able to take payments in the first 2 hours. And that's sort of the big promise of the thing is, like, if you follow the system the way that we show you, we'll get all the technical stuff out of the way so that you can start focusing on the fun stuff, right, which is, like, creating the content, creating the, you know, getting members inside of your site. And so that all happens within the first 2 hours. That's the big promise. If you watch the videos, follow along, you'll have your first site up in two hours. It includes all the plugins, your licenses, everything that you need. And then the neat thing is because we've got so many people inside of there, we're able to actually pre-purchase your license for you of Wishlist Member and then basically finance it for you. So instead of having to pay $300 for Wishlist Member, $100 for WP Drip, $100 for all these other plugins, we just go out and buy it for you in advance. And then we put you on a payment plan so you can start at, you know, $47 today. And then you have a payment plan of $47, but that way you can invest in yourself and start getting sales to pay for the program.
Oh, what a great way to do it. That's awesome. I just took all last week off of calls. I didn't do any calls at all last week, which is unusual for me. I'm usually on calls, I don't know, 10, 12 hours a day. And the entire week was spent building a new site for Directions University. We've been on a custom platform for the last 2 years, and it just is really not a good platform. And I rebuilt the whole thing from scratch using Wishlist Member and WP Drip and all the other stuff that you're talking about. So having just done it, I can tell you guys, wow, what a great thing to have all of that all there when you first get started, all in one place with somebody to show you how to do it. Because I sure didn't have that last week, and it would have been a godsend, I'll tell you.
And I think the other real interesting thing about, you know, the style that I like to teach in, I mean, my partner, is that we will throw, just like, you know, on this, we'll throw a lot of stuff at you, but you have the replays. So we don't really encourage you to take a whole bunch of notes per se, because what we do is after each lesson, and this, all of our classes are like this, is we give you basically an action item, a four-step action item plan afterwards, that if you follow it and you can do that, you've gotten all of the, you know, you don't have to worry about all the details. You can sort of remember that stuff and go back for reference, but you get four very easy things. Most of them will take you less than 20, 30 minutes to complete, and once you've done that, like, your whole site's online, and then you can start worrying about the details. But, you know, once you know you can take a payment, once you know somebody can register, once you know that everything's working, I mean, that's the part most people never get to because they're worried about the minutia detail.
Right. Yeah, that makes such a huge difference. Such a huge difference. And then you can go do the things, like you said, the fun stuff, the stuff that really does cause sales to happen pretty quickly. So I assume
the course also
shows them how to do that part too.
Yeah, it includes all, marketing plans. We actually, inside of that course, there's a neat thing. One of the big things that we like to do is, as you mentioned at the beginning, we have systems that are really easy, fast, and we want you to take action right now. One of the things that I found in my life and just from helping other people with different students and stuff is that if they're excited about something or I'm excited about something and I don't act on it and get it complete in like 3 days, my ADD brain is off on something else. And then I end up with all of these half-finished sort of things. And so I really like to approach not only the way that I do everything, but also, you know, my students, where that at every step of the way in a day or two, at the very, very most, usually, a day at the very most, you can be at a completed step. so that if you never wanted to go back to that or never did anything, you still have something online that has built your business. And that way, and so it's really important to us that you do these small action steps, because that's what keeps us all excited. That's what keeps us all focused and moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. So from the time someone would start the course until the time they would actually be seeing their first sale, how long would that take?
Well, I mean, that depends on everybody's, you know, own market and their list and how good at driving traffic. But you could take a sale the very first day.
Wow.
Your site would be up and running, the payment processing all in place. And what I was going to say, so along doing stuff fast, I mean, we actually in there, we created and marketed and planned, and there's a full case study. We let them watch, you know, everything over our shoulders, and all the recordings are there from concept of an eight module course to marketing it, to pitching it, to actually delivering it, and how we created it is all in there. We did that in 1 week. So I think we did like $20,000 on the launch, and walked through every step from creating to marketing it with the students in there. And then I think we did another $15,000 or $20,000 on that site right after the launch as well. So there's a full case study in how you can create your own high-end big product, pitch it, launch it, and everything that we did and why right in there as well.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not
many times.
I don't know that I've seen anything else that shows that.
There's not many times where people will actually, you know, let you in behind the scenes to see all of that happening and telling. What we actually did was we would tell them up front, you know, watch how we're going to send out these emails for the next week. Here's why we're doing these. We talked about, you know, why we did what we did on the webinar, showed the webinar, showed the course. So it's all in there to basically, you know, reverse engineer for yourself.
And Rhonda, why don't you tell everybody where they can find Membership Cube? Are you there, Rhonda? Okay, let me go see where Rhonda went. Why don't you tell everybody where to find Membership Cube, Lance?
If you guys head over to Membership Cube / Rhonda, so MEMBERSHIPCUBE / Rhonda, RONDA. That will go ahead and set you guys all up. I think we, you know, depending on how many licenses we pre-purchased, there's usually availability or not. But if you just send me an email or send it to these ladies, if there's none available, we can get you set up with that. So it's at membershipcube.com/Rhonda. We'll give you guys everything that you need, all of the training, all of the tools, all of the software that you need to get started for just $47 today, and then 17 more payments of $47. Again, we finance everything for you up front, and we're all about making sure that you guys actually get some results, get over there and get your sites online so that you don't have to worry about the technical stuff. You can start worrying about how to market it, how to build the relationships, how to start driving traffic, all of the other stuff that you're doing, because what we believe is that you guys should all be out there. I mean, we're all experts in whatever niche we're experts in, and the big holdup is that everybody also has to, besides being an expert in their niche, needs to learn the technology. So let us take care of that for you. Let us make that easy for you so that you guys can focus on what you like, and that's at membershipcube.com/Rhonda.
Thank you so much for that. I have another call right after this one with my bachelor students, which are my high-end coaching clients. I will definitely tell them about it, too, because there are dozens of people in that program who are all exactly at this point where they're ready to start building products of their own, et cetera, and are really struggling with how to do the technical side of that. This is actually a perfect time for so many of them to really look at the Membership Cube product and how they can use that. So I will be talking this up for a couple of days, I'm sure, at least.
Awesome. Fantastic.
I assume, just from what you said already, that there's primarily recorded materials in there. Are there live calls as well? where they can like get answers to questions and whatnot?
Yeah, there's a full community in there. So if you ask questions, either myself or my partner will come in and answer them. The community usually beats us to the answer 9 times out of 10. So we, if they answer it correctly, we don't go back in. Also, occasionally, every couple of months, we'll do a live bonus call that we add into them just when things are changing or we need to do an update. So it's constantly being updated. We use these systems. We're in there answering questions. There's a ton of active members in there. It's a great resource if you have anything at all membership site related or any questions membership site related.
Fantastic, because I know people are going to have questions come up from time to time, and what a godsend to have a place to go and get answers to those questions. From what I've heard about Membership Cube, not having been a member myself, you guys really are the best in the business when it comes to knowing how to work with wishlist member plugins and whatnot. So what a great resource for all of my people to have. So let's talk about the bigger picture of how the membership site can actually help you to really turn it into a business, not just a thing that can build a list.
Yeah, and I think that that's really important. So, I mean, my big thing as far as anything is, first of all, treat it like a membership site, but also let them get to know you. And so there's little things that you can do right off the bat that probably you haven't seen a whole lot of anybody online, product delivery online, do. And one of the things that I like to do is the very first thing that somebody sees when they join one of our membership sites, especially the paid ones, is some kind of welcome video. And if at all possible, I like to actually have it be me, like with a videotaped recording of me. And you would not believe how much just by doing this one little tactic, welcoming your people, your new members in your voice with your picture, will actually keep somebody in your membership site longer. And the reason is that if somebody's got two membership sites going, and on one, you joined my site and you see me, you've heard my voice, I welcomed you, I told you where things are, what to expect, versus somebody where you just log in and it's like, here's your stuff, I'm going to win every time when you decide which one to keep and which one to cancel, because you already feel like you know me in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a really powerful, just simple, super, super powerful technique that everybody can implement immediately that literally will change the way that your customers feel and think about you.
Well, and again, just like what you said earlier about leaving your mistakes in the webinar and really doing things in a very open, transparent way, these do not have to be perfect videos. They do not have to be professional TV quality videos. In fact, the more like they're not super professional, if you know what I mean, the better they will probably do at keeping people in your membership site. The idea is to let them get to know you and really see who you are and what you're all about, as opposed to having something that is the biggest, bestest, high definition quality, super duper recorded video, right?
And I think that so many people just absolutely miss that, which is sad, because what ends up happening is you never get anything done, because none of us can ever produce that. I mean, and when you start producing these high-end videos and things like that, I mean, they're nice to have. And believe me, I mean, if I had the resources to do that, I would. But the truth is I don't. And most people that are watching your videos don't either. So better to give them something that they can reproduce than something that looks nice but is of no value to them.
Absolutely. So what else should someone be thinking about if they're thinking about doing their first membership site? How do you get a combination of free and paid content without having to spend 80 hours a week to create it?
Yeah, I think one of the best things that you can do is get a webinar account, a GoToWebinar account, or an account like what you guys have, and create products on the fly. So like even, you know, your radio show, you guys get on once a week, you do it live, You talk with some people, you talk about what's going on in your life, and then that's it. It's done and sealed. You guys don't go back and edit it. You just put it up there, and that's a product. And so I think the more stuff that you can do live in one take, the better. I mean, if I'm going to make an eight-hour product, it takes me 8 hours to create it. There's no reason for people to spend all of this time on doing it. And it's kind of the 80-20 rule, where, you know, why spend all that 80% more time to just get 20% of the results? And then another thing that we've really found is that when we teach classes live, because we don't do anything pre-recorded, we do it all live when we're teaching, is that a funny thing happens. We always end up with a better product than we would have gotten if we had spent time, you know, doing all of our slides and figuring out what people needed and wanted. And the reason is that when you do something live, your audience is going to ask you questions that's important. You're going to find out what's important to the people that are actually using your product, not what you think is important. So
I do the exact same thing. So I definitely get that part.
And so it's an amazing thing. And I mean, I prefer to get on a call live and knowing, okay, I'm going to teach people how to set up a wish list, for example. And I might have in my head, well, here's the stuff that I need to do. Here's what's important. Here's where I need to talk. Turns out that's not important 90% of the time. And so, yeah, so if you can, in whatever niche you're in, if you can teach it live to create your product, first of all, you get paid to create it up front. So that's always nice. Keeps you excited. You get paid to make it because they've already had it. Now you've got something that you can sell over and over that turns out better because there was a live audience behind it.
And you know, with the latest update to Wishlist Member, there is now an integration with GoToWebinar. So when someone signs up for your membership site, you can also get them registered in GoToWebinar simultaneously. And that is a great new feature to have.
Yeah, I haven't seen I haven't seen how that one works, but yeah, I know that they've got
I just
something
said
like
it
that built
a few days
in
ago. It is awesome.
Yeah.
It is really awesome.
Well, yeah, that works out nice. So, I mean, it's a great way to the neat thing is if it works, you know, if it all works that way, then it will be awesome because you can actually build a list and build a product at the same time.
Absolutely. And until I think the 5th of October, GoToWebinar is running a massive special right now. Just go to GoToWebinar.com. It's normally $4.97 a month to get the account that lets you have up to 1,000 people in a webinar at one time. They've got it discounted to $197 for the 1,000 people room. The smaller one that lets you go up to either 100 or 200 people in a webinar is actually on sale right now for $97 instead of regularly $397. So really good time to be getting into a membership site that incorporates webinars on a regular basis with that special running. I haven't seen them have this special since they upped the price to $500 a month.
Yeah, I haven't seen them put anything on sale either. So, yeah, it might be a great time to check that out.
And it was so easy. You simply set up the webinar and GoToWebinar. You know how they give you a registration link to use? You pop that right into your wishlist member settings, and it automatically sets them up as members and sets them up in the webinar instantly. And now they don't have to register separately in GoToWebinar to attend the webinars.
Oh, nice.
It's that easy.
Sounds good.
Because that's always the thing that creates the greatest number of support desk tickets in my world, because I do so many webinars. I'm on webinars, I don't know, 6-7 times a day, almost every day of the week. Because of that, when people have to sign up as a member and then separately sign up for the webinar, they get confused. I don't get it. What am I
right.
supposed to do? Why do I have to sign up twice? Well,
exactly.
It is the greatest number of support desk tickets every single week. I get 50 to 100 support desk tickets because people don't get why they have to register twice. And that costs you money, either time or money.
Yeah.
Either you're going to have to answer 50 to 100 support desk tickets or you're going to pay somebody else to do it. So just that one feature makes a big difference.
And we actually have, we've had a plugin that does something similar for about 3 years now. And the one thing about ours that's kind of cool is that if somebody's already in your a member of your site, you can set it up so that if they just read a post, they're automatically registered in the background. You can set it up so that if they're not a member and then they are, that they can click on a button to register or
that
just doesn't all automatically. It's called webinaropt-in.com. And,
oh, I've got to go check that one out.
It's pretty cool because it basically, you know, if somebody's already a member of your site, they don't have to register at all. They just have to read a post, and the post can just say, you're registered, check your email, the time and date is this, and they don't have to do anything or go anywhere. It's all just done behind the scenes. And
oh, I will go check that
post.
One out. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you can do it per post or per page, whatever. So it's pretty cool little tool that we've got.
Well, for so many of my students, a lot of them have been able to get the point of having a membership site, even set up a membership software like Wishlist and be able to do that part. Their bigger challenge, though, is once they've done that and they have their free membership site, they don't ever get around to getting to the next piece and doing something to have a paid membership site. And while they build lists, they don't ever make any money from it. So I really hope that people hear the message that you've got today about how easy it can be to have a paid membership site, too. If you've got any other tips for how to make that transition, that would be really helpful for our listeners.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I see, especially people with free memberships, is they've got people in them, they've got people coming to them, but they never ask for a sale, for the upsell. And I think, and I'm not saying you need to put in one-time offers. What we do inside of our membership sites, both free and paid, that generates us a lot of sales, is we just put in the sidebar a link that says other training. And we just have links to all of our other products in there. And that on its own, first of all, lets people know about other products that we have. It's a very soft sell. It's not in their face. And people see that stuff when they log into the membership site. So we just put inside of the members area other resources and just simply use, you know, the WordPress links to put that in the sidebar. The other thing is that if somebody's not inside of your paid area, what you can do is we have a product called Wishlist Protector that's included within Membership Cube. You can also do it within, there's a way you can also do this with, I think they're called private tags inside of Wishlist Member where it's built in. But basically you can say that if the person is on the free level and they're reading something, show them at the bottom of the post like a call to action. Like, now that you've done this, join this version, and you can send them off to a sales letter so that they only see that if they aren't paid in inside of the members area yet. And it's amazing how just having those little things around your site will actually start to build you customers. The other thing is that if you've got a site that's got free members in it and they're there and they're on a topic, hold a webinar. Hold a webinar, and literally, even if it's just going over the material that they've already got for free, tell them at the end, now that you've got this, the next step is this other membership, this upgraded membership. And doing your presentations on a webinar or your sales on a webinar, at least for me, is so much easier than writing a sales letter. And you're going to get a group of people that are going to they're going to turn out to be your best customers. And it really, that's a fast, easy way to move people from the free membership to the paid membership, is by asking them. Get them on a webinar, teach them something, and then once they've learned something, tell them what they can do with that and how to take it to the next level.
You know, and what you're really saying is, don't let them figure it out on their own. Really take them by the hand and guide them one step at a time through the entire process you want them to go to, and just do it. Now, do you ever use heat maps at all to actually see where people are clicking on your site?
You know, I used to be all into that stuff, and then I found that if I focused more on just hitting the most amount of people, getting to the most amount of people the fastest, got me way better results. So,
so the only
I know
reason I asked the question, and there's a reason I asked the question, what I've been seeing lately is very different than what I used to see a few years ago. Right now,
okay.
I am not seeing people clicking on things in the sidebar in paid memberships, free memberships, regular blogs, anything. They're just not clicking in the sidebar. What they are clicking on is in the content. So if I've got a call to action that's in my sidebar, I will always duplicate it in the body of the content. And it may be that you're doing that and not realizing it, and that the sales are coming from the content, not the sidebar.
Yeah, the way that, I mean, and our memberships are structured in a very specific way, so that in our memberships, all now, like, that's the only place people click. So
gotcha.
It's all, like you're saying, it's a matter of how you train, for
it
lack
really
of a better
is.
Word, how you train your members. So what we do is we force people to be trained to click right where those things are. So they see it, they pay attention when it's new, they know to look there for certain things. So like you said, yeah, it's, and we do that as well. I mean, like I said, with the private tags, or we use Wishlist Protector on our sites, we actually have it inside of the actual content itself, if they're
mm-hmm.
not on a paid level, as well as on the sidebar. So, yeah, I agree with you as well on that. I mean, have it as many places where it makes sense and is not sort of a nuisance.
Yeah, and I mean, I am very much not about things that are in your face at all. I am probably one of the most soft-sell people in the world. So I'm not saying go out and make it blatantly big, bold, and pushy at all, but definitely know where they're clicking, know where the sales are coming from, and do it in a way that's appropriate for what your audience has been trained to do. But it really is up to you to train them. Don't expect them to know that they should do it one way versus another. They won't know until you tell them.
And, you know, along those lines, as far as how you're doing it or how they're being trained, don't let, if you're a certain way, like I like to mail a lot. I like to play with my list. I like to have fun with it. The people that get it, get it. I get yelled at just as much as I get, you know, people that tell me how great it is. Don't let that kind of response deter you from what you want to be or who you are. Because
mm-hmm.
what you're going to find is that if you're polarizing people that much, it's really a good thing. I mean, you
yep.
don't want to bend over backwards for people that want you to change. They're just not, I mean, there's probably a million people that teach what you teach. You just might not be the right fit for them. So don't try to please everybody, because what ends up happening is you end up alienating not only your biggest fans, but the people that really get you. And when that changes, you're going to end up with changing for somebody that didn't get you anyway and never will. So that's just one thing I just kind of want to throw out there as well.
And the people that don't get you aren't likely to buy from you ever, no matter how much
no.
you change to please them. So
right.
know that not everybody is your ideal customer. You're going to have one ideal customer, and that's it. And maybe if you're really lucky, a couple of different kinds of ideal customers, but there's going to be one kind of person that really gets you, that really resonates with you, and that's the one person that you really want to build everything for. Don't try and be everything to everybody, because it'll never happen.
Yep, and you're going to have to get a tough skin no matter what. I mean, putting yourself out there, like I said, there's going to be people that don't like you. There's going to be people that love you. Focus on the ones that love you and, you know, turn your back. For you know, just stay where those people are, because we all have them.
It's a really good attitude to have. That's for sure. But don't let it change what you do.
Uh-huh. Oh, definitely not.
Rhonda, did I get you unmuted okay finally?
Oh, I hope so. I've been here the whole time.
I know. I just didn't realize that you got re-muted before.
Oh, okay. Well, I had dropped off because I'm on the road, and then once I came back, I had put my hand up and tried talking, but you couldn't hear me. So I'm glad we're
and
finally
And silly me wasn't at the computer staring at the dashboard. I'm very sorry
yeah,
about that, Rhonda.
Sorry about that. I am a Membership Cube customer, though, and it is just so fabulous. I've been wanting to just crow about how amazing it is. to be really guided through and having access to those plugins and the training that you and Robert Plank do, Lance, is just over the top amazing. So definitely, guys, do go and get Membership Cube. It'll help you tons. And getting everything there, getting into action, and you won't just want to get a free membership up and stop there, because you keep getting these little nudges to do something and seeing what other people are doing. So if you have that tendency, that will help get you over it.
Well, and seeing how much progress you've made in the recent past has been very inspiring, Rhonda. You have just done so much to get your membership site put together. It just blew me away watching.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. It's actually been really fun, and I'm excited to get everything all in, turned into memberships instead of typical digital products. And once people get into your world, it's really cool. So it is the way to go for sure.
So what else do you want to know from Lance before we run out of time?
Well, I know we're almost out of time. Just a big, huge thank you for definitely for being here, Lance. And you have such that attitude of doing your thing, being of service, letting people behind the scenes. That really did make you a perfect guest for our show. And I enjoy that. And, yeah, it is so true to be real. And I love what you said about just get into action and be paid to make the products. Don't spend a whole bunch of time creating stuff. Get paid for it. Do it in a way that you make that happen. And I definitely, people should go to membershipcube.com/Rhonda and pick that program up. It is really amazing.
Well, I will definitely be talking about it for days to come if you didn't hear that, Rhonda. I'm really excited about it. So, Lance, anything else you'd like for our listeners to know?
No, I would say the final thing is that if you do anything at all with any of this information, if you got anything out of it at all, I would hope that, one, you realize the power of having a membership site and a community. Two, make sure that you stick to whatever your beliefs are, the way that you're going to market, the way that you want to be, because no matter what you do, you're going to make somebody's not going to like it. And just know that that's part of the game. And if you have a thick skin about it and know it's coming up front, it's easier to deal with because it's going to happen to all of us. But the good news is that if you get past all of that, the third thing that I really want everybody to take away is to keep things simple. It's okay to have these big visions of what your product's going to look like in a year or what your company's going to look like in 5 years. But really focus on what you can do today, right now, that can move your business forward. And so what I mean by that is rather than, you know, plan out this huge, elaborate membership site, get a member in your small membership site. And the great thing about the platform and the way that we teach it is that you can scale as big as you want and you can start small and really start focusing on things that are going to get you long-term results, even if they're small today, because they really do snowball on top of each other. And I think the things that you guys talk about as far as relationships, as far as realizing that we can't just sit behind a computer is a huge, huge breakthrough. And I really applaud you guys for putting that message out there, because at the end of the day, we're all building our own brands. People are buying us for who we are. And so I really like seeing people out there sort of telling people to embrace that and to move forward and really, you know, make your business about you and not about something that's not.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having been here today. Rhonda and I will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. In the meantime, membershipcube.com/Rhonda. That's R-O-N-D-A. Grab it. You got to have it. It's awesome. It's amazing. And don't wait to start getting started getting a membership site of your own. Really use what you've learned on today's show to get yourself going. And I know that all of our listeners can really do this. So thanks again, Lance, and good luck with Membership Cube. Thanks, Rhonda.